USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just under half of unvaccinated Americans reveal they don't trust the fact checkers or the government to answer their concerns about the emergency use vaccines. Lee Carter, president of Maslansky and Partners, shares with Fox News her findings.
One of the things that we've been hearing from all the folks that we've been talking to is that they don't have a place that they feel that they can trust to get unbiased information. Everybody's pushing an agenda.
163 million Americans are fully vaccinated as of Monday. Tong Ying Kit, the first person to be charged and tried under Hong Kong's national security law imposed by Chinese authorities, was found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession by three judges Tuesday. The 24-year-old had pleaded not guilty to the charge and was denied a jury trial. The maximum sentence is life in prison. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Trump endorsed GOP Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for re-election Tuesday. Trump released a statement saying that Attorney General Ken Paxton has been bravely on the front line in the fight for Texas and America and against vicious and very dangerous radical left Democrats and the foolish and unsuspecting rhinos that are destroying our country. Former Senator Mike Enzi, the Republican from Wyoming, died after being seriously injured from a bicycle accident on Friday.
Over the years, I've gotten to work with incredible staff that have made it possible to do more than a senator by him or herself could ever do. Thank you for working so hard over the years.
Reports say he broke his neck and ribs in the Gillette, Wyoming accident. Gillette is in the northeast part of the state. The family of the final victim unaccounted for in the deadly apartment collapse in Surfside, Florida, say her remains have been found and identified. 54-year-old Estelle Hedaya had been missing since her building collapsed on June 24th. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vaccine hesitancy across America includes about half of her citizens. The way politics has infiltrated the pandemic is leaving most unvaccinated folks with distrust and disbelief the experts have their best interest at heart. Yale epidemiology professor Dr. Harvey Risch on Fox News says Delta variant cases is already on the downtick in England and will soon be removed from the equation in America within a month or so.
I think that really the problem is they have no imagination and they don't really think about what's going on and how to solve it. They're working on a premise that if they didn't do enough in the first place, they'll just do the same, but more so now. And that's a failed idea. And really, we have the tools to fix it, and we just need to use them. For the breakthrough cases, for people who get COVID, treat them as outpatients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, other treatments that work very well, and that solves the problem. As to Delta that's coming, Delta's going away in the UK. So this is a bump that we're facing now and is very likely to be gone in another 3 or 4 weeks in the U.S. are going down in 3 or 4 weeks. So we are really in what I would call a fairly optimistic point if we would just use our brains and solve it the way we know how to do.
It doesn't help when public officials attempt to shame the unvaccinated. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom insinuated Monday that unvaccinated people were a danger to everyone. Quote, "It's like drunk drivers. You don't have the right to go out and drink and drive and put everyone else at risk, including your own life at risk." End quote. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.